Blog Talk Radio.
The year is 1883. The hour is late, and the mood is fear. As two exhausted human beings crash through the underbrush and into a clearing. But there is no pause in their flight, for the baying of ravening hounds is hard on their ears.
No, it's not again.
No, Eric. Not if we can reach those trees yonder. Hurry, darling. Just a few paces more. Hurry!
Up to an eternity of seconds.
Send it, darling. Climb up as high as you can.
But the man knows his companion is not yet safe, and all caution is thrown aside as he reaches for a stout branch and prepares to defend his love when suddenly... And like a blanket, calm enfolds the once-enraged dogs, and they trot off, docile and tame as household pets, to the feet of their master.
Please, gentle folk, do not be afraid. The dogs will do you no harm. I am to blame entirely for this terrible incident. It was senseless of me to continue hunting after the sun had gone down. Forgive me. And please allow me to make this up to you in some way.
The stranger's voice is openly friendly, but not till Erica is safely on the ground does the man...
Ten years on Blog Talk Radio, celebrating 10 years on Night Owls Radio. A decade, unbelievable.
Both the chat line and the switchboard are open for your calls at 657-383-1357. Come on in, gang. Boy, was I having fun before tonight's show.
You are a gentleman, sir. But you may wish you had not so quickly called off your dog.
Hear the scratchy old record. The story of Dracula, the Wolfman, and Frankenstein.
I am the nephew.
I thought that was very appropriate to celebrate our 10 years tonight.
Frankenstein. This is my fiancée, Erica.
In that case, you are the new Baron von Frankenstein.
And Night in the Graveyard, because that's what I started the show for, to bring back the old radio sounds where you can be all in your mind, because that's what radio is. Ooh, and what you see in your mind is often scarier than what you hear on the radio. And I am your hostess since 2008, Miss X. Especially fascinating and fun was before I went on air tonight, I was watching on archive.org the old Big Chuck and Houlihan and Big Chuck and Little John show episodes, which I would like to be able to play for you a little bit of tonight because they are the reason I started the show in the first place. Yes, they are. Ow! You don't know who they are. They were late night horror hosts, and they went off the air in 2007. So in November of the following year, 2008, Night Owls Radio, which you're listening to right now, was born. In that time, I've interviewed people like Count Gore, famous super host, all horror hosts. A variety of people have been on this show. And of course, you've gotten to hear for the past decade, the dulcet tones of my beautiful voice and singing voice. I did start this show for all the night owls out there, the lonely, the dateless, the homeless, the everythingless. Yes, the geeks, the non-geeks. I don't like labels. And I'll tell you this, it's a terrible feeling when you think that you have nothing to say in this world and that nothing you say or do has meaning. Well, I'm here to tell you it does have meaning. Little did I know when I started this show that I would grow up when I was watching these old late night shows back in the 1980s, scratching my talons as I've been doing for the past decade here on blogtalkradio.com, scratching my talons along the cold marble coffin to crawl out for a decade now to give you these shows. Little did I know when I was growing up, every weekend looking forward to watching horror movies, monster movies. They were on at noon. They were on Friday night. We were so exhausted that my eyes would be blinking off, and now the screaming starts. My eyes would be closing, falling asleep on the couch, watching these as a kid. Little did I know I would grow up to actually be on one of these horror host shows, and he had worked with one of the shows that I watched when I was a little kid in the 80s. It was amazing that this show enabled me to grow up and be on that show. Yeah, it really, really is amazing. So don't ever think that you don't have something to say in this world. To make your mark in this world was what I always wanted to do from the time I was a little child. And we also have once a year in November, for 10 years in a row, I have Listener's Choice Night. And tonight we're combining Listener's Choice Night with our anniversary show. Because the film that had a huge effect on me, no, it wasn't And the Screaming Starts, even though you're going to hear a little bit of that in a minute. It was Carnival of Souls from the 1960s. And when I first saw this show, first let's hear a little bit of Big Chuck, who made it all possible.
The Television 8 building in the best location in the nation, on the shores of beautiful Lake Erie. It's the Big Chuck and Little John show.
That's from archives.org. And the film Carnival of Souls was very influential to me when I was just at a horrible point in 2005 when I first saw it. I'd say 2005, circa 2005, 2004, 2005. And I saw it on another horror host show. So you see, these monster hosts, they're so fun and they can have big meaning in your life. And it's Carnival of Souls from 1961. There are several. There's at least one or two of you listeners out there that do like Carnival of Souls, the original version. Of course, I haven't seen the new version. I don't watch new movies. Oops, except I did watch one recently. But the Carnival of Souls, I want to say 1919. Boy, I'm good. Is it 1961? Circa 1961. That is going to be our listener's choice for the year of 2018. Because like I said, we do listener's choice right around the same time that I celebrate another year on blogtalkradio.com. So we have annual listener's choice. Yeah. And it's going to be Carnival of Souls. And I do want to thank all the people that have listened to the show since the beginning and all the people that I watched growing up that made this show possible. And there have been many, many, many times where I wanted to stop doing this show. And mostly because of finances, because you do have to crawl into the old wooden shack and pay to do shows. Obviously, you have to pay internet connection, you have to pay phone. And so for years and years and years, I was struggling to bring you the show. And it was a struggle from the start. I turned to the north, to the south, to the west, and to the east. I say that during every show for the past decade because, well, within the past decade, because I broadcast all over the world on blogtalkradio.com and have listeners literally all over the world. It is a wonderful medium. It is an incredible medium. I'm giving a, blowing a kiss out to the Blog Talk Radio world tonight because I didn't really want to continue doing the show. After the first couple weeks back in November 2008, way back in 2008, I was like, I don't think I'm going to do this show. And at that time, I got a message, one message and only one message, I might add, from someone that said, you have a really good show, Miss X. You are so talented and so wonderful. We're going to get you more listeners. That's what the message said. And it is that very same person, and they know who they are. He knows who he is, who messaged me on my 10th anniversary show. He's the only person that messaged me, by the way, about my 10th anniversary show to congratulate me. But not only did he encourage me to stay on the air and continue doing these shows, but he is the only person that came and said, Miss X, congratulations on your 10th anniversary show. So obviously, he's the best. Blowing a big kiss out to him tonight. Love you. You are the best. Just someone I've never met before. Someone on the internet. Oh, across the wide terrain. Across the unknown world. Someone who reached out and said, keep doing shows. We're going to get you more listeners. Because it's about listeners, obviously. You know, that's what it's about. The fact that he did that and then also would congratulate me and be the only person back then and the only person now doing so. And the other people, there have been a very loyal band of listeners. Oh, I'd say about a handful who you know who you are. Love you. You've been here since, probably since November 2008. Yeah. I dreamed to go back to the year 1795. And the screaming starts. That's the name of this film. I'm going to try to play you a couple of clips. But I think what I'm going to do instead is again end the show tonight with some of the sounds of old-time radio, which I did want to keep going. I did want to reinvigorate and keep it alive on this show. And I am the first person that I know on Blog Talk Radio that did that. Oh, there have been many imitators that came after me. Many imitators, like I said, imitation, form of flattery. So thank you very much for the compliment, but if you're going to imitate me and my great show and my great ideas, the very least that you should do is give me credit. Carnival of Souls, 1961. Watch it, learn it, and maybe next time, my dears, maybe next time, I will play a few clips from Carnival of Souls for you. Because that is our listener's choice for the year 2018. I watched that film, like I said, back in 2004, 2005, and subsequently was able to make a trip across country alone, little Miss X, all by herself, to Montana and Wyoming, from the North Coast to Montana and Wyoming. So I hope I've encouraged you in the last 10 years. I do, since we lost Art Bell, when we lost Art in April of this year, 2018, we have to keep the next generation going, which is why I call this Paranormal Radio Generation 2. And until next time, happy screams! Thank you.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.